Troops Riley's gaff is recorded in Strangers Barbers down at 80 Kent Street in the Barras. Come down, get yourself a wee chop. Cheers.
But you know, for the most part, nothing indifferent. Sometimes be stuck in my ways, weekend. Fucked up in somebody's kitchen, sticking my hand down, chilling with the troops and my few cans down, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging, you hang, but I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried, and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back, and relaxing at best. No, I'm sticking on Riley's
gas. I've never really liked the viscosity of Rubicon, like, see how thick it is. So drinking milk or something.
What does that mean?
Like how liquidy it is, how like thin it is. Is a liquid.
Oh, you want like a mad thick sugar?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's too thick sugar. It's not viscous
Rubicon?
Enough. Aye, it's quite
zero sugar Rubicon.
I don't know. I've always thought it's quite like, you know how in the bottles always get shit at the bottom. That. Know what I mean?
You think about the big 2Ls in that?
No, even just the 500s, even the little boys, but even the cans as well. I've always felt that it's quite like thick. It's like condensed milk or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I still enjoy it, mate. Mm-hmm. No, I done the actual. I forgot about a bottle of apple juice. It was in my fucking freezer, mate. A couple of days later, oh ho ho, there's a fucking midnight snack, mate. I was up playing COD, fucking bashing a big ice cube of apple juice, mate. How fucking sick is that?
But was it like melting as you were drinking it?
It was like,
a slush.
It was turning into a slush, bro.
Jamie slushies.
But then I was like, it's a weird taste for like a mad slush, like a pure, because it was like good apple juice, know what I mean? So it tastes like apples. It was like a kind of weird taste.
That's nice.
For an ice pole, but
was it like Don Simon or something?
Aye, it was Don Simon, mate.
Don Simon,
shit,
mate. I actually get a pick of him, mate. I just imagine like a mad guy in like with a pure orange tan with like a suit,
white hair,
a black suit on,
pure white like, hair,
pure like white teeth, wear like oranges and apples. And that.
Wear him naked, actually, would probably be as good. Or
Don Simon,
mate. Do you know what? Don Simon does one of the best blue juices on our green earth, bro. See the big 1.5 litre Don Simon Blue, mate. I don't know the flavour.
What fruit is it?
It's like tropical blue or something it's called.
It's too vague. I need
to
know.
It's not. It is. It tastes a blue, mate.
I want to taste the land.
See, this is where we differ with blue juice, because I want 100% blue flavour. Like, that's why.
You want like artificial
blue.
Blue, like a blue ice pole.
But you're like, oh, raspberry lemon and that. I'm like, raspberries and that. Eh? I want blue.
Just
mess
blue.
Mess me with that, mate.
What is the pinnacle of blue juice? Because I'll tell you one I hate. Can I tell you one I hate?
Right, yes.
The mad Calypso one.
I like the Calypso one. Blue Lagoon.
Aye.
One of the best. Top. Like, that's the quintessential taste of blue. That and Blue Gatorade, but not Cool Blue Gatorade. Cool Blue Gatorade can suck a dick.
See what you're talking about with the Velociraptors? The Rubicon or whatever? Yep. I feel like that about the Calypso one. It's just like too. Just like, oh, what am
it
I
is.
Drinking the
But new? Do you know what kind of helps it? In my brain, the glass bottle.
Aye.
See, like Snapples and that. You never bash a Snapple.
Aye, a Snapple's all right, but
Snapple's good, isn't it?
I would say that's like one step down for you. Need to get the right Snapple, but I remember
Peach
like
Snapple.
Mind when that shit.
Mamma mia.
Peach Snapple.
But remember doing what?
Remember when all that shit, like. Because the younger listeners, they don't know what it is.
The kids.
The Wayne's that watch this. Now I know there's some Wayne's that watch it. I'm a bump, didn't I, for them?
Better fucking wrap it.
Aye.
Get to the bed.
Shouldn't be watching this muck.
No, this is filth, mate.
That is filth. But remember being a wee guy in all the American candy shops, like first started coming about?
Yeah.
Like they weren't, it wasn't it always here? You couldn't just randomly get all that shit. And then it was like, that mad Snapple shit. It's like £4 a bottle.
I'm sure that mad mental munchies opened in like the Forge. I remember those.
They were going to say the 40s.
No, back in the
40s. Imagine you give cunts to the 40s like fucking Calypso. They think
no, they'd have a heart attack like that.
Yeah, they'd die. You could kill a man.
That's like when you say, like, when you go back to like Roman times and that, like if you took medicine back and that, like if you took paracetamol back, it would all just, that would actually do them all in.
Be like, you
know what I mean? Because we're a mad different, like, makeup and that.
Aye.
We weren't used to all that.
But then again, they're getting pure leeches and that. You know what I mean?
We would die. Like, they'd be fine, mate. But if we had any of their shit, we would die.
Aye, that's true as well.
All the dirty water and that.
Aye. I mean, like, any of their chicken or that, I bet their chickens were barking.
Cholera and that.
I bet their chickens looked like pigeons and that. You know what I mean? How everything's like, when you see that thing, like, bananas before they were like, farm to hang with. Bananas were wild, bro.
Brother.
There was no flesh on a banana.
Let me hit you with some medieval facts.
Mm.
People in the more common misconception about the medieval times, people go, oh, it was all bogging. Like you'd think medieval times are all running about letting each other's feet know that, right? Just staying mad bogging shit.
Like slaughtering pigs in the street.
Shitting it and then like baiting a cake with it. And like, that's a birthday cake and shit. But food back then was like 10 times more nutritious than food now. So they were actually kind of eating better than us. That's why none of them had cancer and shit.
Didn't have the same like practices.
Didn't have the same swag.
Like the same, like everyone's at a date in that, but no, I mean, they know how they did the preserved shit with salt and that. It was all weird. They didn't have ice, mate.
That is
They never had ice,
so
mate.
So trampy.
How wild's that? I was actually thinking about that the other day, like, because I was thinking about, I had a
frozen pizza, isn't that? Aye, like, so they couldn't have that.
They didn't know how to can shit and that. Everyone was
how
just
can you know how to freeze up?
Mate, it does my nothing. They never had
just,
like,
just never figured like, it out.
Imagine
man.
Being in the Mediterranean.
Can't even like, just put something in a freezer. It's not that hard to put something in a freezer.
But it's not even like, so they didn't even have like.
Where did they put shit?
It was out and about and it was getting diseased and that. Like it might have been more like macros in it, bro, but I think it would have fucked you up.
More
like,
micros, but.
More micros, I mean, microbiology.
Hullers of macros, but also hullers of micros.
Billions of them, bro.
Oh, fuck
yeah. I was thinking about when you were saying like back in the 40s and that, but did you ever see the mad things about like the pop shop and that? And it's like the shop, the one shop, the soda pop shop, and it was like one shop that could make like Coca-Cola.
The original tuck shop.
And they would go down, it would just be like big mad, like a mad still, like a mad fucking brewery, and they would be like putting syrup in it, things and fizzing them up and that. Have you not seen that shit?
I've seen a mad video, it was like, this is how Coke is meant to be. Aye. Drank or something, and it's like a guy in a barber. It looks like
it's a barber.
It looks like the
barber size. It's like an old, aye, but it's like an old fucking, it's weird looking, it's all mad. It's like pure Willy Wonka, and it was like, every kind of the teens used to go down and get pop, and they used to all hang about, and it was like wearing suits. No, it was a pure day out. It was like, go down and get a fucking pop. We'll go and get a soda
we'll
pop, mate.
The weekend, man.
Mate, I'll get four sodas, bro.
Go and get a couple of pops.
Wait, how? Sorry, you go. You mate, take the floor.
Any who's ever hit, this is good, mate.
Right,
I'm taking the floor for
I'm
this
ready
one.
For it.
Any you boys heard of the Kapoki man?
Oh, no.
Any Erdronians out there? Or maybe Coat Bridgians will know, mate, the Kapoki man. Been in Airdrie 50 years, maybe.
Ooh.
Something like that. The best ice cream you'll ever have in your life.
Is it good?
I'm sure his name's Ernest Kapoki.
Oh my goodness.
Which, well, I'm going to put a kind of Stewart's Inquiry onto this, because Megan was saying to me, ah, it's Kapoki, right? But it's spelled C-A-P-O-C-C-I. As a man of culture, as a man of culture,
yes.
I said, you sure that's not Karpochi?
Mm-hmm.
Which is obviously, I mean,
Karpochi.
Why would it be Karpoki?
Karpoki's a nuts name.
That sounds like
a
game you'd play when you're a wee guy.
I was getting ready to hear about this mad Japanese guy.
No, mate, it's a wee Italian guy, and
he's Karpochi.
He just loves making ice cream, bro.
Oh, mate,
Ernest Karpoki.
Oh, mate.
Or Karpochi. I'm changing it to Karpochi.
Does he just do it for the love of the game? I bet they're still like £2, not
at all. I went up, very fair priced ice cream, but I went up after we had our wee day out in the town Saturday.
Yeah,
but I went up Sunday, I was pure like, now that way I wasn't rough, but I was like pure tired and that. I think one of us was on Instagram or TikTok and she said pure blase, just out with the Kapoki man. And I was like, what the fuck? Can I just drop that and then boost? Like, you need to explain.
The Kapoki man, the it Kapoki sounds like an urban, like a legend.
I used to car boot and cut ice cream. And yeah, no, she was like, oh, it's a wee guy makes ice cream. She said, I've not been since I was like 12. And she took me up to the Kapoki man. There was a queue outside it, mate.
Was there?
At like 3 p.m. on a Sunday.
The Kapoki man was Luke Hemming
but,
out,
but
bro.
But see, when you go in, right, this is what made it even better. Uh-huh. Because for outside, it's very unassuming. You're like, what's that? Don't know what that is. But when you go in, mate, the servers are like 2 70-year-old women.
Yes.
And like dressed as if they work in like a dairy factory. Like white overalls and that. Like almost like a...
Scrubs kind of.
Aye, scrubs. And you go in and they're taking ages and that. But you're like, I don't actually like that you're taking ages.
Aye, because
like,
shows you
it's a Kapoki man, you're gonna wait.
It's coming for a fucking legend.
Somebody came in with a mad old guy, wee Jimmy, came in. Say like cracky tap on that. He cut in front of the queue. I was like, where the fuck's Jimmy? I'm waiting on my Kapoki man. Jimmy cut in with a 2-hour whole milk, placed it on the thing. Cheers, Jimmy. They gave him the. They must have a wee guy goes and gets milk for them. This is a proper old school operation. They
probably need about 10 cunts, mate. Like, just constantly going for milk.
She just poured a 2 hour milk into the fucking mate and see
and
the ice cream.
Gob, and he could poke his gob. What if he just panned him?
He just shat out ice cream.
He's all tied up in the back. He's like a big monster.
Imagine that's how they made their ice cream. Like, he drank a 2 hour whole milk, some ice, and like flavouring. Like,
he ate Biscoff
and just shat it out.
Barely was doing that, or he just shits out a litre of fucking ice cream. Would you munch it if it was like known as like, that's the most delicious shit ever, bro?
Would I try that?
Aye. Have you seen like a Pokemon tied up with a bondage and he was like getting force fed milk and just shitting out big liters of it? Would you? And it was like strawberry and chocolate and all that, because cunts were just like flinging different flavours in and that. But cunts are like, no, this cunt's been doing this for like 50 years, mate. Like, it's a legend. It's like a Pokemon, mate.
I don't even think the car Pokemon could make me eat something that's come out of somebody's asshole.
Even the car Pokemon?
Not even the car Pokemon could do it.
Get a shot, mate. See if it didn't even look like shit whatsoever, mate. See if it just looked like a tub of ice cream.
See, talking about shit. Mm-hmm. See, the day I was at work and I was out empty and a big skip ping, right? And I was outside and I was like, now they farts you day in public where you're like, nobody's in my vicinity, like I'm basically on my own now, and you'll just fart. I was thinking like how funny it is, like cunts catching you in that fart. Pure, like you thought nobody was there, but you just let that go.
Yeah, I have to be yesterday, bro. Wait. Like, see on Sunday there, I was sitting in my living room and I was sitting on my phone, and I didn't realise that my mum and Morgan were both sitting talking to me, right? And I done and I looked up and they were like, what the fuck? And they were sitting trying to show me like these rolls that they had bought or something. I was like, what is it? I did that a wee bit, like, so it was me like,
mate, like, seeing a sit down fart, you're always like,
mate, because how horrible was it? This is a disgusting thing, actually, but so, like, when you feel it in your balls, mate.
What,
like,
the vibration?
Like, sitting down, it's like,
did that send like a ripple? A ripple?
It sends a wee ripple, mate, see if it's a hot day in that.
You're
just like sitting and it's just like you just get a wee like wave pool.
I remember being on a now, because just your brain is a magnificent thing. It can usually tell if the fart's going to be loud or not. You're like, I just know. I know how this is going to exit my system.
I know my first rodeo.
But see, they were, how funny is it? Like, they were, you're just sitting about and you're like, a silent one. And then it goes, and you immediately go,
because I've done that before, like, in work, and I play it off, like, good. I feel like laughing at
spitting it.
In the office. It's an embarrassing thing, but in it.
Farting is embarrassing.
Especially if you don't mean it and it escapes you, mate. You've not even got control of your own arsehole, mate.
You can't even control your own arsehole.
Fucking squeeze your arsehole together, mate.
I'm mad up.
Mate, I bet there's nothing worse than holding enough.
How funny. But
it's good letting one rip. Like, that's why I feel like that, because you can tell the difference between farting and letting one rip.
How long into like going out with Morgan did you hold in your farts for?
Good while.
Aye.
I'm a very like
3 months.
No, like longer than that.
You're a pussy.
Like a lot longer than that, mate. I probably held like no, like intentionally, but I wouldn't like be happy and just be like.
Sit and wait on them.
Aye, but if I fart in my fucking the comfort of my own bed,
if you carry fart your own bed, where can you
exactly
fart,
mate? So I fart, but see, saying that, mate, like I'm going on about how much I love farts, not right. Don't even that much.
No,
I was thinking.
No, it's embarrassing. Like,
embarrassing.
How funny is it? Like, so say you're sitting about as you were,
mm-hmm.
in the comfort of your own home, but you're way like your mom, Morgan's are all talking and that, and then you fart and they go like, "Oh, like, what'd you do that for?" And it's like, obviously everybody does that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what is the exact etiquette to like? Where should like
go to the toilet?
But go to
Pauline
the toilet.
Tells me go to toilet.
Going to the toilet and farting is maybe the funniest thing ever. Like going in and shutting the door and just going. And then like, do you wash your hands in that?
Yeah, you need to wash your hands. Can I just be a flush?
Just mate, get a spiritual flush.
The worst thing ever, but is when you go to actually evacuate your bowels and you sit in the toilet and just fart for about 3 minutes and nothing happens, mate. And you're just like, fuck, man.
One of the biggest conundrums in our life, there's a lot of conundrums, happiness, what's my purpose?
Yep.
The biggest conundrum in life is it a shite or a big fart I need?
Aye.
Sometimes you go and you just, because I feel like in work, I'm at the toilet. I feel like I'm in the toilet more than most people,
yep.
But obviously I'm playing a game, Jamie, but, but at the same time, sometimes I go, oh, I need to go. And you go in, and auto B is just a big, it's deceived you, mate. The big
so
fart has overpowered your brain, mate, thinking it's a maybe a shite.
It's like taking air.
Aye.
Mate, I hate the fact that I've fucking pulled my trousers down to fart, man. But I hate the fact that I've pulled my trousers down just for air. I'm like, fucking hell, mate. I get annoyed.
You pull your trousers.
Like, if I sit down, it'd be a shite fart. I'm like, that's a pure wasted, like... Take my belt off, no.
You're taking
down,
an
you just fart, mate, and then it's like, your body's.
You're like, you didn't go.
Fuck it. Fuck it. We go again next week. Mate, I'm easy in the toilet the most of my work. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because, like, I can't eat. I'm not really good at people date in the morning. I'm no.
Are you a bit of a sporadic?
I'm like 10
shitter.
O'clock, 2 o'clock guy. 10 and 2, I'm in the toilet for a good 10 minutes each.
That's noble. I'd say 10 and 2 is noble.
20 minutes company time, bro.
Aye, it's when it gets to like you're in 6 times a day and all that, that's when it starts getting bad.
That's when you're like, mate, a week in my work was actually reeking a green the other day and I was like, what am I meant to like sit to it? Like, what's going on here?
Are you his boss?
Aye. But I was just like, pure telly, it was pure bakery. He's not an actual reason.
I think that makes people good workers, but I think it makes you a good wee worker if you're stoned. Stay with your tail, put the heat down, slip pure
but like, out in sight, it's a bit mad, isn't it?
I think there's certain jobs. But then, you know the way Bud is, where you always convince yourself, like, 8 and you're gone a day, you're like, it'll be better if I'm stoned.
Much better.
Think about how fun it will be.
And also,
when I'm like starting shelves, bomb bait.
Right, mate, and also, it's like, and I'll do fast talks, I'll make a wee game.
Focusing.
If you're trying to like, make it make sense, then you're like,
it's kind of true, though.
It's like, what did you say, making wee deals with yourself and that? Like, how funny is that? Like, you need to pure, like, in your unconscious, be like, aye, but I'm smoking fucking a week or something. So I know it's Wednesday now, but fuck, I've got a wee joint.
Tuesday, Thursday, I'm at the gym. So, aye. I mean, I've kind of cancelled that. Like, you're constantly like, convincing yourself to do the bad thing.
You talk yourself into it and shit.
I feel like we both get that demon.
Would they? I think everybody probably does. Mm. Unless drink people can just go, no, demon. Stop, demon.
Surely, I don't know, man.
Mate, I just reminded myself of something I was talking about in the chat the other day that I thought was funny. What I talked about burning cunts, mate.
Burning cunts? Was I talking about
that? I told you to read it. Do you know, read all my. I had a big mad monologue about burning cunts, mate, and how funny it is.
Right. I've not heard this, so could you deliver it?
Well,
so,
it wasn't really a delivery thing. I was like, I think I told Joe I was going to burn them to death or something. Then I was like, no. Joe sent a video in, it was a mad guy that was talking mental, and I was like, that guy's fucked, burn them. And I was like, it's heavy funny how like, back in the day, cunts were just like, burn him, burn that guy.
We don't need him, we need ready.
This cunt's like, see if you had like a Twitch or something, like they'd be like,
he needs to go, man.
Burn this guy.
Burn that guy, man.
Get this guy burnt, mate. And
people
it was
wear
just,
a limp in that. What the fuck's he done?
Fuck, he's slightly different, mate. We need to fucking put him in the pyre, bro. We need to put his head in a fucking, we need to put like the burnt. The burnt woman for like reading books and that.
Mate, if the pussy left had their way, it'd be back to that.
Would it?
Burning cunts at state.
Burning books and that.
Burning
our great artworks, mate. What would you do, mate? What's your favourite book? Riddle me that.
To Kill a Mockingbird. No. I'd say my favourite book, probably the one I read about Genghis Khan.
Aye.
The Makings of the Modern World.
Is that, mate, that does sound quite good.
We needed a deep fried in Genghis Khan. Do you remember the story I told you about the tit?
No, remind me.
So, Genghis Khan, he was sort of vying to be head guy, top boy, right?
The Khan.
But it was like him and his brother were like really competitive, and they both had their own wee sort of clans and wee tribes, like followers that were like, he's our guy. Mm-hmm. We're gone with him. So Genghis Khan end up like kidnapping his own brother and like taking him into his house and that.
Because
like,
he was going up against them.
Aye, so he was like, I need to they're trying to like intimidate each other and one up each other. And the Maw obviously is watching them, two boys fighting. She's like, I've had enough. So she goes into his house where he's got the brother kidnapped and he's there with, I don't know, eating a chippy or something. I don't know what he was doing.
Chips and curry.
And she runs in, mate, and she just does that, gets her tits out. She's like that, holding her tits, and she's like that. Both of yous sucked my tits.
Oh,
so you are no better than him, and you're no better than him. You both had a go in these boys.
You suck these bad boys.
And I was like, how droopy must Genghis Khan's maw's tits have been?
In the pure
no
league.
Life. Imagine how much Genghis Khan would have sucked at that tit, mate.
Oh, mate.
The bleed up, the mad get. The making of the modern world.
He was like 6 stone when he was like 3 in that, wasn't he? He was a fucking bulldog, mate. He's defo had a good go in him.
See the thing about him dying as well? Like, nobody knows where he's buried in that.
Oh, no.
So, like, when he died, the 200 people, this is going to be very wrong, but the principle of the thing's still right. So, like, the 200 people that attended the funeral were killed by 4 senior guys in the... whatever, the tribe, whatever. So everybody that attended it, they killed them all, and then the 4 people took their own lives. So everybody that witnessed where he got buried is dead.
Oof.
So it was the only way they knew that nobody would ever find out where he's buried, and nobody's got a clue where he's buried. So
do you think cunts like wanted to be one of the 200? Like Jim cunts like, I want to be there to see it and then die. Did they know they were dying and it was like a sacrifice for the candor?
Maybe aye.
I would say
they would be up for doing
the
that.
The Jenga buses car,
I think that's what they got that. The Jenga bus
is different.
There's something I would go on,
that tears that would tear through a city, mm-hmm. mate. They fucked people up, didn't they?
They
What's the mad thing about them with the mad horses and shit and all, like pure raised?
Aye, so like when they were even like babies and that, they would be on horses. And then by the time they're like 7, they're like better than anybody else in the world on a horse.
As well. Do you think they had like big horses, or ponies?
It's just
are you sure?
I think so.
I think, like, when was that? What year? Or was it like 3,000 years ago or something?
It was
2,000.
The 10th century.
Alright, well, whatever it was.
Who knows?
I don't think horses were...
I'm going to say 13th century. That sounds way later.
That's so late. I would have said two.
I know, but that number's in my head.
Is it not pre-Roman in that? No?
It's
I would have said
well,
it was like 1,000 BC or something.
I think it was that, because they went to visit the Pope in that. So, like, it wasn't during, like,
they go and see the
Caesar
Pope
in that. 1227. That's the 13th century. Aye,
look, 1162 to 1227, mate. Well, that was good knowledge, yeah, bro. Well, they probably did have big
I'm
horses.
I'm quite
then.
Like autistically good at like see numbers.
Aye.
I can just see numbers in my head.
They just pop back into your head.
Yeah,
mate, are you
yeah,
like,
I can do that.
Are you Michael Schofield or something, bro?
Maybe.
Mate, you got the Luke Hemming gig, bro.
Mate, I wish I was.
Like
I
go here.
But that's not that pussy. It sings a fucking air. Hey there, on the hill. He's done it again,
mate,
that cunt.
He's brought another one that's
the
worse.
Highland girl.
And I played my fiddle and I did a dance.
He's like, I feel like he's got a genre of song and he's like, this is guaranteed gonna just get some cunts. Like, he's made it a mad way where...
And it's all the mad fucking gimps that don't stay in Glasgow that people love, like the Highland girl and all that. What a bullshit, mate. No,
we're city boys.
We're city slickers, bro. We're that Highland bullshit.
Hills, not that pissy shit.
Green in that. Grass in that.
Rivers.
Oh, beautiful scenery.
Yeah, bro. Locks.
Fuck all that shit. No, but that song is just my pretty little Galway girl, that fucking Ed Sheeran tune. Galway girl is the same as Highland girl. It's the same tune, bro.
He stole it. I don't like it.
He just changed it and made it a wee bit more like.
Do you know what?
Played it, fiddle, and I did a dance. That's so horrible, mate.
Do you know what's so funny, right? This is how you know it's like a cheesy song. Because George Bit.
Today?
No, I don't know if it was today.
He said something today, mate. Right. I will tell you about it.
Mate, I hate him.
This was like, I was like, what are you talking about, George, mate?
Aye.
Like, you tell me yours first.
George goes like that before he plays, like, and the new one. I think his name's Nathan Campbell.
No, Callum Beattie.
No, it's not him. It's a different guy. That's not even Callum Beattie.
No, neither is. You're he's right. Like it's something else.
He's like the cooler version of that.
I think Calum Beattie's
See that song goes like, saw your mom in a show.
Season of
the Dead. It's the worst song ever. And I hate it.
For
a while.
Got that existence.
Oh my God, I hate it.
My fault. I'm just trying to feed the meat to my drink. Alcohol to my kids.
That's one of the worst songs ever. Honestly.
Dreamy he was like actually alright. Get that look at cunt.
George Bowie.
Aye. So that tune played and what did
George Bowie right before he was about to play like the new one from Nathan Campbell. maybe not the coolest song you'll ever hear, but it's a catchy one nonetheless. Like, you said something like that, and I was like, that's a, George is a fencer. Right? I love George Bibby, national treasure, but
hero.
He loves all of them guys in the morning. They can need to be inoffensive.
Aye, you need to be like, you need to be vanilla ice cream, didn't you?
You need to be, oh.
Aye.
Hey. Mate, know what I hate, but know what I hate? You ever hear the go, so what he's gone tonto for? You ever heard that?
No, mate, what's that?
So like, I always hear it, it's on a Friday, right? Because it's always on in my work. So I just hear it all day. See, on a Friday, like I finish at 12. So see if you're at 11, like, they just phone cunts, George. And mate, the tunes are like blasting in the back, like GBX. It's pure like, the tunes will be blasting. He'll go, ah, he'll go to somebody on the phone. And he's like, hi, y'all, Leanne. She's like, hi, George. And George will go, so, what you going tonto for this weekend?
Oh,
it's like,
no.
I'm going to my wee brother's 18th. Going to get right on it. Woo! He's like, well, enjoy yourself, Leanne.
It's like the worst ever.
It's like, it makes you pure. Oh.
What are you going tonto for this weekend?
It's so like, I hate that bad overly Scottish pure.
Aye.
And what you going to do?
That's pure like the Scottish Hulk Hogan. Though.
Yaldy and that, and that. It's all that, girl. Like, it's funny that, like, because that, like, tonto used to be, like, see, like, when I was like, see, that 10 cool. years ago or something, I'm like, I'll go tonto, fuck you. I was like, good. But now it's like tonto. It's like, it's in the gut. Like, there'll be articles that say it, like, oh, and they were going tonto and all that. And my day, like, Daily Record shit. No, it's actually horrible.
Glasgow Live.
But mate, what George was saying that after the Nathan Campbell song, Nathaniel Campbell song, the first time, the second time, he must have got a telling off for being a bit too, like, mean to him.
Bang
or something.
That fucking fence.
And say fucking something nice so that it's right on the fence again. So he said that after that song played, he was like, I just think it would be so fun to be in the studio when the Nathan Campbell song's being recorded. It just sounds like everyone's getting involved, the engineers are shouting and... And I was like, oh, that actually sounds revolting, mate. Imagine, like, no offence to the boy, because he's obviously just a wee guy that sings catchy tunes and... gets, he's obviously did well in that, but like, I couldn't think of anything worse than being in a thing and it's like, and there's mad banjos not, and like mad people, like, that would be fucking so horrible, mate.
Like Mumford and Sons.
I would feel, mate, Mumford.
I'm no hating on Mumford
and Sons. I wouldn't even try it, mate. I will wait, bro.
Know what was a pure tune that I remember, like, a pure tune.
It was a pure tonto tune.
It was a pure tonto banger.
Fucking Yaldi beat.
See, back in the day, what's the bad Biffy Clyde song? When we collide, when we come together. Mate,
if we don't, we'll always be apart. That's a tune.
Up, come together,
Biffy Clyro, that album was good, that full album. That was with that on it.
I remember, like, having my heart broken writing that on MSN or something.
Aye.
Just like in my PM, just like, when we collide, we come together.
Mate, no. So, and if we don't,
we'll always be apart. Broken heart.
Who's on it? mate, I fucking thought of the tune the other day that I've no thought of for ages, but I remember it was like when I was that wee guy and I was like getting into like the Roses, not, and it was like this mad Scottish band brought a tune and it was like, I pull a switch on the generator to turn you on. You know that tune?
Oh, I feel like you do, man.
It's called Atlantic Swim or something.
Twin Atlantic.
It was like, I put the switch on the generator.
Yeah.
That was the one. And it was like, I think I remember seeing like a clip of them being like, this we call fucking rock and roll, not. And I was like, oh my God, mate.
See, no, that, no.
Oh, sorry, mate. I'm letting the baskets come free there, bro.
Oh,
I'm
my
country bizzles, man.
Where is country baskets?
Oh, so it's an off block here. So
he's the only promoter.
So it's near Van Fleet Flower Shop, near Hancock's.
What does it sell? I've never been.
It sells like plastic flowers. You can get shit like.
Just
you can get all
things.
Your floristry goods.
Oh,
so your florist coming on, the big business florist, not that woman coming.
Now's the time to fucking
get stocked up in the floor.
Is it like a big? Is it like Costco for
so
like
it's a wholesale? It's a floristry wholesaler shop.
Aye, but then he bought me like a lamp for it the other day, and it was like a cool wee lamp. And that like
I've seen that lamp.
There's some cool
but
stuff in it.
See if you're wanting any garden furniture or anything, just stop in Block Hill.
And you might see Joe.
You'll meet Joe.
You'll meet Joe.
Joe will be rough as fuck. Cash only, did you? Yeah, she sent me a video like that. The baby sitting button that in the towel. Mate, aye, so get yourself into Country Baskets for all your garden furniture needs and that. Oh, they wanted us to do a pod for there, but I think the big bosses put the kibosh on it.
Oh,
big
what? How did that?
He heard our vulgar tones.
He doesn't like it.
He couldn't understand it, but because he's English, obviously. But
he's English, but he was like, oh, this is vulgar.
Mate, I'm sure my boss said that to me. He was like, oh, so what is it you're doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then he came in the next day and he was like, I watched it. I don't really know what he's laughing at. Because he takes a lot. I was like,
that's very confrontational.
I kind of like when people that are nae the audience for us are aye. Like, what are you talking about? Because then aye. I know, right,
mate,
getting I'm, all the guff aye,
getting, we're clearing the deadwood.
Aye.
Getting all that nonsense shit out, mate. But no, it's the best ever. And I'm going to shout him out again because I said his name wrong last time. Mad Henk Swavage. Mad Henk Savage. A guy that came in on my what mind oh, and he aye, commented aye. That, right? So Mad Henk.
Henk?
His name's Nick, but I think his YouTube thing's Henk and he plays the guitar and that. So go and watch Henk Savage, mate, some boy. But see, like, when he came into the work and he, like, owned, like, a mad fucking electrical engineering company that was on the rigs and all that. And he came in and he was, like, a pure, like, an older guy and that. I was like, obviously I never thought he would be into it at all. And somebody told me about it and he still watches it now. He texted me the other day about it.
I love it.
Like, and it's like, but then the man I've got to know him, he's, like, right in his fucking mushies and that. And he's, mm-hmm. like, a cool dude. But it's good when you get a surprising one.
Nah, I know.
Somebody that you wouldn't expect to watch it, know what I mean? And you keep a hold of that.
That does feel good as well. A guy that was
like turning somebody.
There was a guy that was like 50 that said to me in Tesco one day.
Aye.
Ah, massive respect for what you're doing. I was like,
that's a touching thing to say, mate. Massive respect.
People think we don't care when people come up to us and say shit like, oh fuck, I know you probably hate this and that. I'm like,
about 100 times.
You love it.
Aye, mate, it needs to happen, man.
We need it.
Please.
That's where I get any confidence
in life.
That's
where I get happiness, bro.
As soon as that happens, I'm all right.
I'm like, all right, I'll no fucking end at all for another week, bro.
You're literally stoking me and Jamie killing ourselves.
Every day.
Barberside,
mate. Mate, it's been close, mate. I've been staring at a barberside, mate. Ready to
naked. What you said, when that's where a barber comes, another barber. Barberside.
It's been a barberside. mate, because do you know, like, patricide, I think, means when you kill your man, dad, and that. Like, there's different names for it.
Homicide is obviously a thing.
Homicide's just killing a person, but then, like, because it's a homo sapien, bro, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But then, like, suicide. What would suicide be, do you think?
Sui must
sui,
mean.
Sui! Jump off a building.
That is a proper suicide.
That would be fucking, that's a suicide, bro.
Aye, that's the only one you'd be like, respect.
Aye, respect.
Nah,
from a Messi fan, he went out suing, bro. Mate, see if you'd, but you'd be like, that guy was, shouldn't have done that. He was funny as fuck.
He could have been suing and being alive.
He could have sued in my fucking, on my lap.
Mate, know who I love, Anka? I don't know if I was talking about this recently, so apologies if I was, but remember the mad weed guy from Nepal that would like, talk about the Man United games and that. Do you remember him? Manchester United.
Aye, you were talking about it the other day.
Who is your favourite striker?
I've never seen it.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's
so funny, bro.
Mate, have you seen the wee guy?
I can't remember his name, but no, Mohan Adhikar.
Can we get him on
the
ring?
I'm going to get it.
Mohan Adhikari.
Will I stick that projector on?
I need it.
You ever remember that thing, like, do you ever get told, like, oh, if the wind changes direction, your face will style like that? Or mad shit like that?
It's an old wife's tale.
I believed all that shit. I used to be like,
I wonder if any of them
after you when you were like four and that.
Oh, stupid as fuck.
The actual knew nothing about the world.
No.
And that. I couldn't have like bought a train ticket.
Mate, I used to pull my trousers and boxers down in a urinal setting to the piss.
It's a butters,
like,
mate.
Like arsehole to the piss.
It's mad butters for the
that was me, mate. I was butters. A boy came round one day, primary three, I'll never forget it, Charlie Scammell, and he said to me, why are you pulling your trousers right down? You could just put it down to like below your dick. And I was like, fuck, man.
Fuck, man, you're a genius.
That guy is so smart.
Mate, how'd you learn that? Who the fuck are you working with? Right, have we got this fucking...
Goat Mohan.
Come on, Manchester United. Come on, Red Devils. No one can stop Manchester United. Yes, we are. It's our opening. In Premier League. Come on, Manchester United. Yes, we will definitely cement our spot in top four. In Premier League. Come on, and we will fight to grab the Africa Cup title. Come on. Viva Garnacho. Viva Garnacho.
Mohan in the back.
Mohan 7, bro.
Mate,
not a problem.
It's with the Rashie, mate. Was that not the Rashford or something? Who does that again?
Fuck no.
Somebody does that in like Is that?
That's Rashford, I think.
Is that, mate? That's a hard celebration.
Mate, no, I don't like about the modern game. All these put, mate. See, you see when a player scores, they'll like do a celebration with their team, and then they'll like do a mad pose.
Aye.
Like they just do like pure, and then like that's the picture that will go on their Instagram.
I see that. Aye, every day, like it's, that's a pure.
Mate, show King Biller that and fucking boot you up there. Boot you up a hole. John Gregg.
Fucking get in for an early ice.
John Gregg, Billy McNeil, Tommy Burns. Any of them seen that, I got boot up a hole, mate.
Get buried in the boys.
Fucking pose even it.
The Franny Kelly, go to boot you in the boys and slap your face.
That's an old timer.
Has Franny ever hit you with that?
Got to boot you in the boys and slap you in the face.
And goes to boot you in the boys and then you lean forward and it slaps you in the face.
No. That's mate, so that sounds like you can only date your lit son.
It's demoralising, bro.
Could he still get you it?
No, mate, I'm too quick. Oh, bam, boom, mate, I'd knock him out. You're in seconds, mate.
Here. But we'll get questions to answer, by the way. I think we know who Kaz is boxing.
Oh.
Nacho Novo. Mate, he had a heart attack like two years ago.
Is he boxing Nacho, mate?
Well, he put a video up and he's like, Nacho? Anybody know if Nacho Novo played well at the Rangers Legends game or something? And it's like, everyone's like, you're obviously fighting Nacho Novo then.
You've been at Alke for like 6 years, like 16 years or something. Nah. Is he not just a mad steamer on that? Or is he still in the media? I've not even seen
he's
him
in
the paint.
He's not in the media.
Mate, I used to see him going in and out. Fucking hell, it's a weird stroke I just had, mate. Going in and out a flat and like a mad council flat in East Kilbride, and it was like, it's Nacho, size on that.
Maybe he needs the cash.
Probably does, mate.
And if there's one guy that can give him the cash.
Get him the bags, bro.
It's bags and bags and bags. Mate, what about Kaz hanging about with DPT and fucking Ed Matthews?
What does
Kaz was out with him that, saying I've got six figures in my bank account.
Oh.
Ed Matthews like, cat, bruv.
Do they know? Is he know what to fight him or something? Was like
Kaz is trying. I think Ed Matthews like, what? If I'm not. Sort of thing. He could fight somebody.
I thought Ed Matthews was like, is he know like, do you know, I seen a video of him like bare knuckle boxing a cunt with a baldy not the other day.
Mate, but Ed could go for it.
Aye, like, have you seen that? I'm mad for
him. It's like, that mate, I know his name, Ben something. Hatchet or something.
Oof, aye.
Mate, aye, if you're called Hatchet, mate.
Mate,
I'm no fist fighting you at a caravan.
Yeah, outside a caravan's the scariest
imagine
place
us,
to fight, mate.
Imagine us up Craig Tara and the fucking Kelly Express, and somebody comes, chaps the door and goes, mad Johnny Hatchet's want to fight me.
He's stoning
it.
No, mate, see like that mad, I know it's like pure snatch or whatever, but see that pure... like caravan park, dogs barking and that. That's like the scariest place. If somebody wanted to fight me, I'd be like, this cunt's obviously going to murder me, mate.
Aye.
Now, this cunt's
there's nowhere to run, mate. It's just caravan.
I just hope, mate, there's mad. I love when you see a caravan park. They're not a caravan park, but see like one of the places where travellers, like, and it's like a community, mate, and it's behind like fences that are like 20 feet tall and that. And that's sick as fuck. She's like, we all stay here.
Aye.
Stay out our way. Like,
aye. Look, we'll no bother yous. Fucking leave us alone. We just do our thing.
Yeah, lock up.
It's important to respect travellers, I think, but it's a shame, right? There's a theme park in England and it's banned all these sect names for going into the park, but all basically Irish names.
Well, like,
and it's like, even allowed to do that. Like, if your sect name is something, you can't go into the thing.
That's great. Like, that's just
try and stop travellers.
Going to a caravan park, are you saying?
No, a theme park.
No, it must be a caravan park.
No, it's a theme park.
Yeah,
but look out the Alton Towers or something. Look at
it's one of the ones,
see if,
and they've just
see
banned all these names.
Irish
to try and get
names that are banned for the Alton Towers. That's
mental.
Actual wild, bro. Like I'm names, mate. That's
Alton Towers is like
that's like pure
Amazon.
That's like 40 years ago, like racism, bro. What's your name? No, I'm not.
I'll quickly try and get it on that
that's
screen.
Right, we could do that. We will be moving on to questions soon. I think.
Aye, my phone's charged for the questions.
I could get
that's him. Like how professional this operation is that you're watching. I know I've got some lights in that in the back, but we'll go do questions and I'm like, oh mate, my phone's ran out.
It's ending at a charger.
Well, that's what I don't even have a charger.
Right, some of the names that appeared in the list of undesirable guest names, an image of which the EHRC included in its report, were Boyle, Keith, Gallagher, O'Donnell, McGuinness, Murphy, mate. And Riley, mate.
What?
O'Reilly, mate. Mate, what is it called? Is it Pontins, mate? That's Craig Tara, bro. That's what Craig Tara used to be called.
Do you think
I'd
struggle to get in there?
Pontins and Butlins are like the same thing.
Do you think I'd struggle to get in there?
They fucking slap you in the face if you try to get in there.
Mate, I'll fight.
mate, I'll fight. Tara's where we this is where we got in fight. We're allowed to, they get set up in there and that.
Aye.
Set up down the fucking hey,
we
down the
need
beach.
We need mate, about a boxing event and we'll put it on in Craig Tara.
NCT,
we can
mate.
Get mate, in there.
In the live lounge?
Oh, mate. That'd be carnage.
Mate, imagine a box, like, but I don't know if there's anywhere. Like, aye, actually, the Bonga Wonga might be good for it, mate.
How?
The Bonga Wonga.
The Bonga Wonga?
The Bonga Wonga bar's got a dance floor in the middle of it, I'm sure.
Where was this when I was there?
We never visited Bonga Wonga.
I kept saying.
I thought
he loves Bonga Wonga.
I kept saying that.
Is that not the mad club or something?
Aye, like, I think it. No, but the live lounge used to be the rave.
Feet and all that, though, it's annoying.
Mate, live lounge used to see at 11 o'clock. Could all, you the wains, all the wains out of live lounge, right, at 11 o'clock, and we used to like hide to stay in. And it'd be like a rave, mate, like an actual, like...
Could you kiss an old woman there if you really tried?
Mate, there was old woman there that was...
100%.
100%.
Have you done it?
No, but, like, you could, man.
You look like a guy who's kissed an old woman.
You look like a guy who's kissed a few old women.
MD that can't see, I've got a polo shirt on. MD that can't see the camera, I've got a polo shirt on, unbuttoned right down. I'm showing a wee bit of chest.
That is a mad old lady, Hunter.
And look, mate, that guy looks like he's sitting on a beach and sat pontoons, mate, the pontoons beach, mate. Just waiting for a fucking old lady to find his trap, man. Look him. Stud.
Right here waiting, man.
I was going to say we can use my phone for the questions, but mine's on about 8%.
Bro. Right, we'll go to the questions next. We'll be back in a sec. Troops, we've got an announcement. We are now offering a 7-day free trial on our half B tier over at our Patreon. So that means you'll get access to the end of the episode. When you hear us switching over to Patreon at the end, that means you'll get access to all of those episodes. So why not give it a go? 7-day free trial. You can go right through our archive of every bonus Patreon episode we've done. We've even got a few episodes that are just bonus episodes that we chucked in for that tier at random times. So you'll have so much to watch through. Give it a try. It's 1 week. You'll not be charged. Cancel it before the end if you don't want to be charged. But it's £3 a month. So it's up to yourself. Obviously, we've got our other tiers, a blue flavour boy tier. With that, obviously, you get all the extended episodes, but you also get a bonus episode each month. You get access to the Discord server. You get to ask questions for guests and us. We've also got the On It Till Tuesday tier, where you get two bonus episodes every month. You also get early access to all the episodes, and you get 10% off merch. And then, obviously, you get everything else that we've mentioned previously. And then our biggest tier, the GOAT tier, the daddies. You get to request an episode. It can be eaten really within reason, unless you want us to like strip off. We can discuss a price about that. But for £20 a month, you can request an episode. It can be anything. It can be a conspiracy theory, a watch along, anything you can think of. You get 20% off merch, plus everything mentioned in all the other tiers. So yes, get on it, troops. www.patreon.com/Riley's Gaff.
Cheers. Before this starts, mate, do you want a beer?
No, if it's one of the fucking up the rubbish supermarket normal beers. Hey then.
It's no. It's from Beer 52. It's beers from all around the world, and they send them out to you, and they're from all around the world.
Different types of beers?
All different kinds, dark beers and stouts and
IPAs,
lager and IPA. Do you want one?
I'll take one of those.
Okay.
Troops, were delighted to have Beer 52 back on board with us, and they're still offering you a free case of 8 new and exclusive beers. All you need to do is go to www.beer52.com/gaff, that's G-A-F-F, and cover the postage cost of $6.95, and you're going to get those 8 beers delivered right to your door. They're from all around the world. They've got dark beer, stout, IPAs, lager. So if you're in love with the beer, there's only one way to go, and that's Beer 52. You can sign up and cancel at any time. That's 8 free beers delivered to your door for free. Just cover that postage cost. You can also learn about the beers. They delivered you a wee magazine as well and some snacks to have with your beers. It's delightful. I was actually signed up for it like 2 weeks before they came back on board with. So this is something we actually use. All the beers are delicious. I've never had a bad one from it. So sign up today. That's www.beer52.com/gaff to claim your free case of insanely good beers now. That's beer52.com/GAFF.
What's that, mate?
That's Australian Pale Ale, mate. What did you think of that?
That was flavourful and hoppy and everything I want, and delicious, and it was a really refreshing beverage.
Hello everybody, we're back and we've got your questions. So I'm just going to, I'm not even looked at them, I'm just going to go through random ones. Who's the biggest shagger? So this is ReeseK.T. Just who's the biggest shagger in general? Rey Mysterio, Buzz Lightyear, anyone? Who is the biggest shagger?
Everybody.
Like, who would you be like, he is big shagsy?
That's a difficult one, isn't it? You've got all your big hitters in that, you know, like...
Your Brad Pitt.
Your Leos.
Leo.
But I'm one.
Do you think there's anything weird about him constantly wanting to go to like 19-year-olds and that and being like 50?
Aye, 19's a bit wild. I seen the mad 19's mental, mate. I seen
mate, if a 19-year-old, like, I'd be like, no. Like,
mate, get back to school, not mate. Aye, see,
he's like 50, mate. He's like, I fuck it.
The mad guy, one of the guys at a fucking RCHP, 62-year-old.
He's going to be an 18-year-old.
Going to be an 18-year-old, mate. He's 62.
I've seen a picture of them, man. It looks weird. It's
wild looking.
Do you just take that many drugs? You're like, I'm going to fuck.
Aye, mate. Because that's like, is that not like, mate, the Beatles were singing about mad fucking.
Aye,
she was just 17. Do you know what I mean? Not like that.
Well, man.
Bro. Paul, chill.
Do you know what he says in every interview about it? He says, oh, the original lyric was, she'd never been a beauty queen. And it's like, you just know that. That's them in damage control, man.
Putting files at that. No, PR. Mate, I'm trying to think about the biggest shagger.
Mm-hmm. I think James Franco is in the list, but people don't like him anymore.
He's an allegation, mate.
James Franco, but like, that's kind of what people thought he was doing anyway. Like,
he's a weirdo.
That's why people got involved with Franco, mate.
Aye, mate, Franco's a mad lizard, bro.
You can tell he's a
sleazeball. What's the mad cunt fucking Cristalia?
His thing was like, pure, I'm your daddy in that.
Wrong,
like,
mate.
But it was pure, like, they would need to, he would have like girls in all different cities and they were all like 18, 19, all that, and he'd be pure. He was just a mad sex pest, mate.
Aye. He played a mad thing in that. He played that. He played a mad pedo in that. I'm a rapist pedo guy. And that you, mate. I was like, oof, that.
Aye, was that a pedo? Aye.
Aye, but the lassie was like 16, 17 or something, aye. And it was like, he had mad pictures of you lassies, not mate. And he actually played that
Why
role.
Why would you agree to that role?
Well, I was doing it, mate.
I've got a bunch of roles here. I'm going to play, see the biggest secret that I've got in my life? I'm going to perform that and for it, Netflix.
And do it perfectly. And do it exquisitely, mate. What a performance, by the way. What a performance is by fucking man Ronnie Dyler,
you
mate.
You get the horny bonk.
Chris Dyler.
Biggest shagger. You've got good left view. What about the Curtis Corner?
Curtis Corner. Oh, is that the YouTuber guy with the nose piercing?
He's
got a knob piercing, I know.
You'd like to know your gun.
He made that,
mate. No, mate, Joe, I was talking about YouTube and he was like, oh man, fucking, he's just pure, like, well, it's just for mad birds and that. And I was like, no, he's quite funny in that. And he's like, no, look at him, that. He's a pure male, like the peak of male beauty.
I was like, people only are liking him because he's handsome or something.
But he's not even
he's
no convention, so it's like your type, and I like that told me your type.
I've got a good shout, by the way. I hope you know who I'm talking about. Paulo Costa, UFC fighter. Mate, that.
Chagger.
He is a hunk, mate.
Why don't we change this to the biggest hunks, mate?
Biggest hunk ever.
Talk about the biggest hunks. So I think Tom Hardy's a bit of a hunk.
Aye.
I think Tom Hardy might be number one hunk.
Who did I say there? Paulo Costa. I keep going.
Tom Hardy could be number one hunk. He's also a bit of both, I know. He's dipped his ass in a dick, I'm sure.
Defo.
Oh my.
Bro. Brother.
Did you try to fucking what a handsome man he is. Aye. But he's too perfect. I don't think he's much.
You like a bit of imperfection.
I like a bit of riff, mate. I like a bit of sauce, mate.
know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want somebody that's fucking, that's done something with a scar.
A bit rough around the edges.
Aye, fucking a wee aye, just a fling me about a bit.
Mate, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, a good gym bit.
Good one.
Recently, as you know, like
he's lost his hunk status recently.
Since his bed got shat in, mate. So it's in the bird shat.
That will
bed.
Get your hunk status.
Every time I think of Johnny, I used to think of Johnny Depp, I think of like Fear and Loathing, Captain Jack Sparrow, cool guy.
Here's one for you.
He actually got his bed shat in by somebody else.
Sorry, here's one for you. And just bear with me here. Alex Salmon, possibly.
Mate, what's that cunt? That cunt's trying to be the Prime Minister again?
No.
He's had his time off and he's back over.
He was like, if I was to take up the fucking, if I was to run again, I'd be pissed.
If I was to fucking,
see if I was
having to tell, if I was to fucking,
see if I was going there, I'd shit again, man.
I'd fucking do well, better last
and, I'll need some shit off all you cunts. Like he was saying shit, he was like, I would need like, what do you call that? Like assurances and stuff like that. You're like, mate, you know, like squeezing arses.
Can I come back meeting demands if they're squeezing arses? No.
Right, Alex Salmon, that's the answer.
The biggest shag, you know, the biggest shagger.
He's the biggest hunk.
Potential. Mate, he will be a hunk if he leads this nation again.
Back to fucking sovereignty, mate. See if he gives us your unicorn
mate,
back.
Mate, he's going to change the currency to smackaroonie. Do you hear that?
Oh, it's macaroonies.
We're bringing the smackaroonie up. We're doing it this time. We're not just going to talk about it. We're doing it.
Fuck all that pound shit. Get a smackaroonie, then you.
Pound sounds shite, that.
Imagine if it's like 40 smackaroonies to the pound.
Oh, bro. I think it would buck it up like that.
A loaf of bread's like 40, like 50 smackaroonies.
Which is I had 25 smackaroonies.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I've only got 22 owners. Have you got a few there? No, I'm not smacking on these to give it, pal. No, right. Sorry, question two.
Piss in the sink or the toilet?
Sink.
Toilet.
Be honest, toilet. Fuck up.
I never piss in the sink.
Ever?
No, never.
You've never lived. Mate, it's the perfect height. Nah, I don't want to talk about this. I don't piss in sinks, mate. I do not piss in sinks.
Can I say anything funny about this? Or is it just
pissed
bad?
In a sink before and it's joyful, but. I've pissed in sink. No, the best pissing sink I've ever had. Here's a jolly story about it. Me and Franny, mate, in Milan, getting tanked up for Celtic Inter Milan. Now the home game was the one that Gudetti scored, the mad chest and volley and all that.
His body and that. Oh my, bang, bang.
So it was the away one of that, mate. Me and Franny, boy, were tanked up the full time. We got into the town for the airport. And the first, like, they have, like, these vans, like, snackies near enough, but they've got, like, mad amazing baguettes with prosciutto in them and all that, and pure nice shit, and they sell booze and that and all. So we walked up, and I was like, two Peronis or whatever. They were, like, €12. Gave me it. My dad was like, much is they? But it was a wine. It was, like, the same as a beer, like, €6. And he's like, he's two of them then. Me and my dad, mate, cutting about my hand, just sculling red wine. Like, all day, mate, we were actually...
Oh, you must have been bouncing, man.
We were so pissed, mate. And then we ended up like, so in Milan and all, there's cafes rather than, there's no really pubs, it's cafes that sell booze and that. We were in one, it was hundreds of Celtic fans, all pure steaming, like falling about, being rowdy and that. And there was a mad queue for the toilet and my dad like, pure skipped the queue, steaming and that. And he skipped the queue and pissed in the sink. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, there's a plant pot there and that. So I went and pissed in the plant pot. And then see after we finished, I'd like two guys like walked up, one to the sink, one at the plant pot. It's
good
another couple of toilets.
It saves water, I know, I think.
It does, it's feeding the plants, isn't it?
Do you not think pissing with your old boys like pure, this is life. That is actually-
I gave a wee nudge.
That is life, mate, pissing with your old man. Side by side in a boozer.
Me and you, that pissing. Give the world, mate, me and you, man. Fuck all these cunts down. I'll piss in this plant pot with you. Mate, see you later on that day when we were trying to get to the game. We go on a fucking train, a subway at the Duomo, at Duomo Square or whatever it's called, and go on it. And we thought we were sitting on it for like 20 minutes and we're steaming and we barreled off and that and then go out and we looked up and it was just the same cathedral. We hadn't moved. Either we hadn't moved or we went right round a full circle. Mm-hmm. We're like, fuck, man, fucking. My dad just went up to a motor and opened it and sat in it and he was like, San Siro, and gave the cut like €50 and he's like, okay. Drove himself, mate. We got there with like 15 minutes left in the game. We must have just been going running that train, mate. Must have went running the train about 10 times, mate. Back to the same spot.
Bro.
But aye, pissing in sinks is good.
I like, what's the best piss? Like location? Because a toilet's boring. Shower's nice,
good. Shower's baths horrible.
If I need a piss and I'm actually outside the shower already, I'll sometimes, more than not, just go, I'll just wait till I get in that shower.
Oh, I thought you meant like you've came out the shower, you're wet, in and then the you need a piss.
In the shower.
Have you ever pissed back into the shower? Outside the shower?
Mate, that is nice. That's like trick shots.
And you do a wee like, you do a wee like complimentary like flush with the shower, like you just put it on for a wee second.
Just to be like an anarchist, just to like, fuck it, I'll piss anyway.
And then you just clean it away a wee bit so nobody sees it. And then you see your piss particles, mate.
No, how will they know?
It's fun being a mad anarchist, but I just piss anarchist.
Pissing outside the shower, into the shower.
That's a bold sick. Move. That's but I have nice. Done that before, like came out the shower and I was like, fucking forgot to piss, man. What a dick. What a dick I am.
What a fucking arsehole.
What am I doing? Fucking out here needing a piss, fucking hell.
Or do you ever have a shower, then you need a shite? You're fucking annoyed at that. Oh my God. That's annoying.
Mate, how bad is it when you're in the pool on holiday and you go for a shite and you're not soaking in that?
Your shorts are stuck to you.
You know, like, oh, the shites are always weird and cold and that. No, I know.
Tiny.
We've rabbit dropped.
Would you think of this, right? Jink, this is like a power move. See, I was driving to another sort of company, like dropping something off in my work, going to another work. And I was. The funniest part about this is I didn't even need a shite. I just thought of this scenario in my head. I was driving to this wee place, dropping something off or whatever. It's just a wee, like, unit, you know what I mean? Like, that does whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, think about, like, see, obviously it'd be tiny, right? Like, this room sort of size, and obviously it'll just be like a toilet there.
Aye.
See if I was like that, bounce in, I was like, can I use your toilet for 2 minutes? And I went in and done like a pure terrible shite and just came back out and I was like, all right, cheers, boys.
Oh, mate,
what would you think of somebody that came into your work and done that? Would you be like, respect, or would you be like, what are you doing?
I think it would be like a man was in need.
That's the way I would see it.
Depends on the age of the person, I think, as well. If it's an old pensioner, you're like, get in there, man. There's a problem in there, man.
I was thinking, I was going to say, like, if an old pensioner done it, I'd be like, you're a fucking bogging old guy.
What if it was me? What if it was me?
I'd be like, that boy clearly was just in a bit of a rush and had to get, mate, probably a buzzer beater.
I mean, if you're willing to take that risk and be like,
I've stopped at like a mad fucking like wholesalers, like a mad building supply place, and I've fucking dumped out.
I'll shit anywhere, mate. I've said this already. I said this first time. This has been a very shit anywhere.
It's been a shit heavy episode.
It's been very heavy,
very vulgar episode.
Look, you're all day. Don't turn your nose up at us. We know you're there, man. Stinking shite sitting there. Bet you've done one the day before you started listening.
Doing one the new, mate.
If you're doing a shite in the drives, I come in. Rate your shite out of 10 in the comments.
If you're doing a shite, just write toot toot in the comments.
Toot toot, buddy. Right, other one. Here we go.
Other one.
Sorry, that was Archie Craig that sent that question in, by the way. Thanks, Archie.
Obviously, you're pissing sinks.
Well, somebody asked, what's the best, there we go, Erin Mooney, best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Oh.
I know it already.
You fire away, mate.
Better to be looking at it than looking for it.
Oh, yes. What an excellent.
You can't. Every time you go somewhere, you'll no take something that you're thinking, should I take that? And you'll go, fuck, should I took that? I do it all the time, like going outside and no wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's pure windy and all that. Aye. I'm like, I was too concerned of the reality of me going outside and no needing this hat.
Aye.
When I could have just had the option to either have the hat on or off. Aye. Now I don't have that option. I have one option, no hat.
You're a man at least choice.
I love choice,
mate. Know it's so good for you, better to be looking at it, looking for it. Like going somewhere in your motor. Like, see if you're like going like camping or like go to the caravan or something, you're just like, I'm just fuck shit in the boot and that, mate.
100%. You're never going to get them, but like, I fucking can't believe I brought that way, mate,
fucking
man.
Broke the wellies with me.
No, when it's a terrible bit of advice, but when you're sitting at like 4 in the morning in a gaff, or like some cunts are going home and cunts are like that, what I got now, but
aye, then.
Then it becomes a really bad bit of advice.
It needs to be in this right context, innit? The
you need to apply it correctly.
Exactly, mate.
But sometimes that works out well.
Aye.
You're like, fuck it. Aye, we'll get an orbit.
Let's go. You're up keep for 2 days, mate. Ruin your life, mate.
Yes.
Going tonto.
Like, we're going tonto for this weekend.
We're going tonto.
I'm going to go and sit my pals, Gaff, and sniff others a prop. Get shout right
out,
on it.
Shout out Wheelie Ann. Mate, so I've got two pieces of advice. The first one was by Mr. Cheshire Cat for Alice in Wonderland. You know the Cheshire Cat?
Oh, hi.
I love the Cheshire Cat. I love Alice in Wonderland. Cheshire Cat says, she says,
Cheshire Cat says.
So Alice says to the cat, what way should I go? And the cat says, well, where are you going? She's like, I don't know. And he's like, well, if you don't know where you're going, you don't know which, it doesn't matter which way you go. I always thought that was quite good because it's like, if you
is that what the actual thing was?
Aye, if you don't know where you're going, it doesn't matter which way you go.
Oh, right, aye.
So it's just like if you're no feeling anyway, just float about and you'll find yourself.
You don't need to always be going a certain direction.
I hate overly planned shit and that. Like, you just need to float about. And then the other one is, such is life and life is such. I like that one because it's like, fuck it. That fancy way to be like, fuck it.
Essentially, fuck it.
Fuck it, mate.
Fuck it might be my favourite one.
Fuck it's a good tune, mate.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Because it can be like,
in.
Fuck it. More, it can be happy as well. It doesn't always need to be like, fuck it.
I think it's mostly happy.
Wait, but I'm saying it's got
fuck it, Momo debt.
It's getting a range, but because you can also be like, oh, fuck it. Fuck it, we'll just leave it.
I could like, say, fuck it's like the capital letter of a sentence, man.
Fuck it, man. Fuck it all.
Fuck everything.
Actual fuck it.
And fuck y'all if you down me.
Mate, that's been
what's that, Slim Shady?
I'm a piece of white trash, I'll say it proudly. Mate, you're feeling Eminem boys, mate.
Right, another one.
Another one.
Wildest dream you've ever had, Erin Mooney again.
Oh.
Yeah, the reason I actually picked this one, because I had one, see, like, we were out on Saturday, obviously, a couple of brews. Then up the road, but I got a pure terrible sleep, see, because it was like roasting and that, weighing up, pure full of pain.
I've done enough
for
us fucking
rolling about.
I've done enough for us weather already.
So I fell asleep like on the couch during the day, right?
Aye.
And I remember I was sitting pure drifting off, and I had a dream that like I was bringing people to this mad show, right? And it was like basically a fish tank. Imagine a fish tank, right? And it was, I had ducks riding on the back of like wee bears.
Oof.
But the ducks are using the bears to like swim, but they were all swimming in a circle. There's like four
wee tiny bears
that are like the same size as the duck,
teddy bear.
And they're like floating on the duck, and people are like, that is fucking amazing. But then in the dream I remembered bears might drown.
Aye,
and then I was like, fuck, and I had to be like, yeah, well, we need to stop this. And I remember seeing the bear and being like, that they're drowning. Like, I seen the man looking at his face like, and then I pulled them out, and I was getting that CPR and that. But I think I know why I had that bit of the dream. Have you seen the video of the guy getting the monkey CPR?
No.
The mad Indian guy?
No.
He's getting it mouth to mouth and that?
I think so, actually.
It's crazy. We'll watch it on Patreon, because we're going to watch all the madness on over at Patreon.
Have you seen the mad lassie doing it to a pigeon in Tucky Hall Street?
that's crazy. Mate, fair play, man.
I mean, that's a lassie with a big heart. That's what I say.
Aye.
Try to revive a pigeon, mate. One of they fucking vermin.
What would you do if you, like, remember I hit that fox?
That was, I mean, I come
your
home for, man, we were in
coming home for the podcast, mate.
Like, he fucking rattled a fox, mate, at 11 at night
up at G4, right? So now when we came out of G4, you'd be like, we'd go out and go left.
Aye.
So like, doing that, it was like October or something, it's pitch black, I'm driving, I'm like, fucking like, looking at the time on the maps, like, half 10, no bad. And I just see it, boom, flip on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck? And I looked in like my mirror hang, and I just seen a mad fox on
the deck, and I
was like, that, fuck, man, what have I done?
You just drove away, but did you?
I'll play a motor, was all right now.
But I was like, I fucking killed that fox, right? And then a light came on. Now, when a light comes on, you're like, what the fuck's that? Aye. You know your motor's fucked. You're like, that's a mad break with like a fucking bit of lightning through it. That can't be good. That doesn't just come on.
It's the symbol for Glasgow, the fish, the bear.
Oh, no, man. I fucked us, man. And as soon as that came on, I was like, ah. Oh, fuck my motor. Like, every shift of, like, emotion just left for the fault. I was like, I'm going to fucking fuck with her before Hogwarts for this. Like, immediately.
Mate, no, it's so
then
mad.
I was thinking, do I need to, like, go back and go, right, fuck it. Toss it in that bush or something.
No, you see them everywhere.
Then? Like, was your motor all right? Or was it was fucked.
Well, it wasn't. It didn't cost a lot to get it fixed, but it, like, rolled under the motor and, like...
I didn't know why to go if it taking something, man. It was just grabbing onto shit.
This wire might save me in heaven.
Mate, see what we were saying. See, in Australia, they have, like my neighbour out there, he was, like, the most Australian guy ever. Like, he had, like, a mad swim-up bar in his back garden, barbecues every night. Had that big, massive truck and a boat. Always towing a boat and that, you know what I mean? And he had, on his big truck, he had, like, the bad... bars. Aye. And they were all dented to fucking that. And I was like, where'd you hit? And he's like, Rouge, mate. All the time. And I was like, what? You just scalping? He's like, yeah, when I'm driving up to fucking Yonder Loop, I hit all the... He used to just smack like 3 rows a day, mate. And he would just like...
They're vicious.
But then he just had a big truck that just ploughed through them and didn't give a fuck. He was like, that's what the bars are for. Like, you're just
fucking rude, mate.
Fucking rude.
You're seeing none of the rude out there, mate.
Because we were staying in a bit that was like getting made into the suburbs, if you know what I mean. So it was just red, like after like a couple of miles, just bush and that, just desert. So there was just roos cutting about.
What is it they call that? The outback?
The bush.
They call it the outback?
Bush outback, aye.
Got to watch those roos, mate.
You need to watch it for
I'd
the roos.
I'd rather hit a fox than a roo, bro. Mate, the roo would like end up in the motor wrestling with you, mate. Through the windshield.
How fucking sick is it when you see them squaring up in that, mate?
They're terrifying.
They're so sick when they've got big tries and all
that. Mate, they just look pure evil.
Just like stone, like I mean, bouncing in that.
Aye. Do you know the like the Lit Planet the Apes a wee bit?
Aye,
I saw that last night. It's pure shite, man.
Was it shite?
I liked the old one, but the old ones were amazing, man. Like ones that came out like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. like 10 years ago.
What was this one called?
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Right.
Aye, but they always add on mad names to just these films, didn't they? It's going to be next. It'll be like the Emperor of the Planet of the fucking.
Aye.
The lemurs and that.
The Taiwanese Planet of the Apes. Aye, like, mate.
It'd be good actually to see if they started going Asian.
I was going to tell you something about Taiwan the last podcast, and I realised that we got pure like sweat. Know how we go? This just shows like where our brains are, right? I was going to tell you something about like how, why China want to actually invade Taiwan, right? And we ended up within about 5 seconds of that talking about how if Lee Sutherland was in charge of like China, he'd be like, can we not just scoop everything off of Taiwan into
mate,
China?
Build a big elm. That was a good point.
To be fair, it was worth moving on. But it's because they control like all the cellular like data and power. Like China own like 92% of it or something, right? But Taiwan owns the other 8 or something.
Aye.
But so if they get control of Taiwan, they own 100% of the world's like
chips.
So like say like telecommunications.
I don't like that one.
So like they can just cut off all the phone lines and that. Like they own it all.
Mate,
that's the actual reason.
What are they cunts up to, mate?
I'll tell you what they're doing. They're playing the long game.
Are they hedging their bets, mate?
20 odd year, mate.
And who's winning out? Who's going to win?
China.
What, America, you going to be fucked?
America will never be fucked, mate. There's a good book. The End of the World is Only the Beginning, it's called, or okay, something like that, right? Peter Zaif, something like that. He was on Joe Rogan. I was like, I'm got about to listen to this cunt. He's basically saying because America, the land, they've got like hundreds of ports. They've got like the perfect country
strategic.
So like gone through the world, like there was a period in time where as soon as like places had better ports, they became the mad power because they could like ship stuff faster. Aye, aye, aye. Like Portugal, that's how they became we'll colonize them because their port was so strong.
Aye, that's cool. Aye.
Shit like that. But he was saying America, like they've got the best like farming, like exports, like they'll never be fucked. Whereas China is their like birth rate in that, like their population is mostly old people and people are having kids less and less and less. So their population's like dying.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like in America, it's higher.
Aye, you go
and,
there.
Mate, there's like, see, like he was saying like the Netherlands, seeing like 10 year, that'll like no, he was predicting it'll be like no be a country. Like everybody that, cause there's like 10 countries that he's like, in like, maybe no 10 year, but like 20, 30 year, they'll be needy there. Cause like,
what the heck?
Their birth rate to like, compared to their death rate, where like older people and that, there's not enough young people to look after the old people. So then there's not enough young people being born. And then there's not enough people in like 20 to 35 having babies. So
aye,
like the rate that's gone like downhill and there's nothing, they've reached a point where it's actually irreversible. He gave like 10 countries that are fucked, like there's no way back for them. Then he gave 10 that are like, they could still resolve it. And then he gave like 10 that are like, gonna be all right. France was one of them.
France
was
all right.
It's all about like having babies. Like there's, because like you think about back in the day, like see your like our grandparents and that, they all had like fucking 8 brothers and sisters. Like a lot of them had like, I'm 1 of 10 in that. Like you never hear that now, really. It's always like, you ask anybody how many kids you want, they're like, most people be like 2. know what I mean?
Max.
I don't like any more than I'm fucking killing myself.
Aye. Murder?
Nah, they'll torture me.
Fuck that. I'll go down with the ship, mate.
Nah, definitely.
But see, once they're all older and all that, it'd be funny to have like hunters of brothers and shit. When they're all the same age.
See, hanging about it, I would love to have like 8 boys. Well, I have 8 Waynes and they're all boys and just like have a wee... You could start something wild with that.
Would be, but think about it, bro. Like, they're all going to be peeled different to each other and all that, and you're going to be like, right, Jamie Junior, you fucking... Don't get your bra.
Right, Junior.
Don't play that fucking game.
I'll slap him all about, mate.
You do the Frank Kerr. You need to pass that move down, mate. right, one more question, then we're going over to Patreon.
Ooh.
So... let me see. Best and worst thing about being a podcast host, from Jack Stevenson. Best
so that it's a fun time.
Best just actually coming to do the podcast.
Right, didn't
like we get a lot of cool shit. Like we obviously Glenn's Vodka, shout out to Glenn's Vodka, thank you very much. Sent us out tickets for the Celtic Rangers
Golden
game.
Golden Boz.
So we now are fully behind. See the way we were with like Kim Jong-un and that?
Aye.
We've moved on to Glenn's Vodka now.
Glenn's is now the...
Aye.
That's the higher ups at Riley's Gap.
So, obviously... Aye,
mate, where the fuck is Kim Jong-un went, mate?
He's out the picture. I'm not hanging my hat on that guy anymore. I heard he's like, not that good a guy.
I heard he kills hundreds of people in that.
I did not know that.
Fucking egg all over our faces, bro.
But the best thing is actually just when... Because, like, see the podcast... It's a graft, like, in terms of every week thinking, like, right, we're doing this week. And then also, like, the fact that we both work.
Mm-hmm.
So we work during the day and then come and do this at night. So it can be, like, tiring because once you finish your work, the last thing you buy is go back out.
But
like, even if you're doing something fun, you're like, oh, man, I just lay it's down,
like,
but...
Aye, it's funny because it's like the best and the worst thing is doing it.
Mm-hmm. Aye,
in a mad weird way, it's like getting yourself not, but then when you're here, you enjoy it, mm-hmm. and you go up the road, you're happy as fuck. But then, like, it's like... Mm-hmm. Sometimes, mate, I just want to fucking sit about, lounge around.
Aye.
You know, I love lounge. You've fucking stripped my ability to lounge away.
You need your lounging ability stripped, mate. You're a nightmare, mate.
Mate, I can't even out that full pod, mate. I was actually sitting with my legs like up so high.
I came round to watch videos on the couch Jamie was like sliding down the couch and like putting his legs up.
Mate, that was terrible.
You're upright now, so I think that's all right.
I had to be
sitting upright like a big boy.
I'm a big boy, mate. I've got my CB on.
Got the country basket on.
CB on, my work clothes have not been here, my stink.
What were you saying there? I feel like I was going to say something.
The best and worst thing about doing a podcast.
Aye. Sorry. So I think the best thing's coming to actually do it and just doing it, because even though it's tiring to come and do it, it feels like I'm a kind of version of like therapy or something. Like in terms of you come in and then you just talk for an hour, and then when you leave, it's like, I feel like it's, if it goes well, it's like leaving the gym. See, I'm way up your right fucking night. You've got like this energy that you're just, because you've been talking for so long, I think.
Mate, do you know what that happened to me on the other day? See, shout out Adam Donnelly. I was on Adam Donnelly's stream, streaming COD. Scrandon, I think it is. He's to Twitch, go and watch him. But when I had finished doing that, like, I was pure, like, buzzing, because, like, it was the exact same feeling as, like, now when you rip a sick fucking 90-minute pod.
Mm-hmm.
It was similar to that. Like, I just played for, like, 3 hours and we're talking shite and all that, and I came off and I was like, I was pure good, wasn't it? I was pure texting him, not, but it's weird the fact that it's weird being in your house after it.
And then like coming off it and being like,
and just being like in bed, like, whew, right, fucking. And I just sat at my phone, like just texting back and forth for ages.
Do you think that comes for like, you know how like when you're out with people, you'll be looking at your phone while you're like, you'll be talking to them, then you'll sort of look at your phone, then. But see, because we're just sitting like, don't like just communicating. Do you think that's like the mad human need for.
Aye.
Like, connection and like company.
I don't get it anywhere else.
Nah, I mean,
hard to get out. Morgan's always busy in the house.
It's a different feeling than anything else, but it's like a pure, I don't know, it's unexplainable. But the worst thing is, I feel like I'm constantly thinking about things that happen in my life to be like, can I talk about that in the podcast? Is there something funny about that that I can talk about in the podcast? And I feel like sometimes it takes you out of the moment of like having a thought. Because like, say I'm sitting with Megan, like if we think of something funny, I'm like, remind me of that tomorrow. Because I'm like, I want to remember that for the podcast.
Aye.
But I feel like sometimes that's a bit like, don't know, like you're not in that moment, you're like, right, aye, I'm going to talk about that and then.
Yeah, I do shit like that. I go like that. Like me and Morgan are sitting talking, she'll say something, I'll be like, yeah, actual. And then I'll write it in my notes, aye, and then I'll say, like, I was saying this. Like, I've wrote it in my notes before saying it and that. Because mm-hmm. it's like, you're like, I don't,
because I'm forget
terrible for forgetting stuff, mate.
And we don't know what's going to happen before we come up here ever. Like me, no. Did you have anything that you thought I'm going to talk about that today?
I had a big, massive thing about the Year of Blood, 1960, Japanese politics, but I'll do that another time.
Aye, that needs
that needs like a good wee bit. We were doing the queues.
We were doing the queues, but we're going to keep doing some queues, but we're going to switch over to Patreon. So still run the free trial, guys. Get involved. It's not going to be here for much longer. We're going to take it away. We're going to rip it from you, actually. So if you want to hear the end of this episode, we're going to do another maybe half an hour. We normally do about half an hour.
It's got to be so energetic. No, mate, this is me. I'm just getting up for it now. I'm just in my stride.
We're just heating up. That's so. It. Patreon.com/Riley's Gaff, £3 tier, free trial. You'll hear the end of the episode. See you later, guys.
Yaldi. Cheers.